He Said, She Said, or Technically Speaking and Simply Put.
Hello, Tracy.
Hello, Corey.
How's that for a hello?
That was a long one.
Well, I made a special effort to stretch it out because this is a so-called new year. It's January 2012. This is SNU, He Said, She Said. Welcome, everybody. How are you feeling today, Trace?
I'm feeling great. And although you don't like this, I'm going to say Happy New Year.
Yeah. Well, you know, I got through this last year without saying Merry Christmas or Happy New Year. I just refused to do it.
Wowzy.
I don't do things that I don't think exist. To me, time is a continuum. And I've been studying physics, you know, at MIT.
Boy.
And the more I become aware of reality and what it actually is, studying dark matter and dark fields and listening to physicists talk about quantum mechanics, I think that almost everything that humans on this planet do is made up, not real, and fictitious. It's not tied in with what's really going on.
Okay.
Yeah. And it's all about marketing and selling.
Yes, well, I agree with
that. And it's about a monetary system that's very greedy and corrupted, and it's basically ruining the planet. And I don't mean to sound negative, but
sure.
There's a better way, and that's why I love Star Trek.
Sure.
Did I get a present
for Christmas?
Star Trek shows us the way.
Did I get a present for this Christmas, ladies and gentlemen?
My presence is your present.
There you go. And there you have it.
That's the way it's
been for the last 23 years.
If I have to buy you a present to make an appeal, to make you like me, what does that say about you? What does that say about me?
Hey, whatever. I'm woman and I like my presents.
Yeah. I'm sure you do. Plus, you're Italian. Isn't it built into your DNA?
I don't know. Yeah.
What about these women that you can buy off with a present and then do a little stuff on the side?
I know. There's lots of them.
As long as you buy them a present, they'll look the other way.
But it's got to be. Why don't you try it, Corey?
It's got to be a good present, though, right?
Yeah, exactly.
It can't just be.
It's got to be a really good present.
A bundle of flowers. It's got to be like a diamond ring or a pearl necklace or a thick fur coat. But I guess different strokes for different folks, huh?
Absolutely. But January 2012, the year of power, ladies and gentlemen, and also the year of the dragon, I believe.
I'm reading a
book.
It is the year of the dragon.
I'm right. Okay.
And I'm reading a book right now called Power Versus Force. And so I'm glad you mentioned that it's the year of the power, because power is beautiful. Power is real. Power is the element within us that leads to self-actualization. But force, according to this author, is what Hitler used to, you know, make people comply to his state. Like, force is what the government uses to force you to pay taxes, you know, with a gun, or ultimately the fear of being incarcerated. So that's force. But power is something altogether different. Power is the strength that moves.
There you go.
I like power.
That's what the year 2012 is all about. So everybody use your own personal power.
Personal power, Tony Robbins.
Yeah, exactly, yeah.
Yeah. You got the power.
Exactly, absolutely. So.
Okay, so let's move on to our first topic. What's cooking?
What's cooking is a salmon snack. I did so much cooking and baking over the holidays. Just the last week, I just let my fridge go. I was just so tired of going grocery shopping and carting those groceries up the hill. And I just said, I'd had enough. I don't want to go see the grocery store anymore. So what we did was we just emptied the fridge out, and I got really, really creative with some stuff. And isn't that the best time when I come up with these really great recipes? When I'm cleaning out the fridge. So we actually had a bare fridge, which was kind of interesting because that doesn't happen very often. But nonetheless, I was laying there, I was thinking, okay, now what can we eat right now? What do we have? Okay, we have a tin of wild sockeye salmon packed in water, and we don't eat tin food. However, in a pinch, this is absolutely fantastic. So then what I did was I mushed it all up, this canned tin tuna, which has the bones and the skin in it. You drain off the liquid, and then what you do is you pour it into a bowl, and then you mash it with a fork, nice and so it's not flaky anymore, just nice and mashed all up. The bones are all mashed, nice and mashed. And then what I do is for each tin of salmon, I add a half of a squeezed fresh lemon. Then what I do is I also add a teaspoon of wasabi, the powdered wasabi, and you mash it all really, really good. And then what I did was on a sheet of nori, I flattened it all out, and I added a little bit of avocado and some nice brown wild rice, and then I rolled it all up, and voila, did we have a snack to die for.
It was delicious.
Yeah, yeah.
That nori one in particular was really, really good. Yeah. Satisfying.
Now you can add it onto a cracker, or what I was thinking, another thing I was thinking, if you make two or three tins of this, you'd obviously add a little bit more wasabi and you would add a little bit more lemon juice, but you can mash it up really fine, maybe put it in the food processor and make like a pate out of it.
You brought it out, and then I had just recently bought some Wasa rye crisps, which for a snack, as a snack food, is clean. It's whole rye flour and salt, and you can't get away from the salt. But it's a much better choice than most crackers. There's no lipids or modified fats or hydrogenated oils, and it is truly whole rye flour. In fact, I did a little research. I went to the Wasa website, and here's what it said. Wasa, it's W-A-S-A. Crisp bread is a unique and crunchy food with its roots in Sweden and the Nordic countries. Crisp bread has been made from Swedish whole rye flour. Always whole, never fractionated, never milled, always whole. Whole rye flour for centuries. The name Wasa has its roots in an old Swedish word vas, which means sheaf. And a bit of a story, since the 14th century, the coat of arms of the first king of Sweden, Gustav Vasa, and his family has featured a stylized sheaf. And here's the cool thing. The king demanded that his people pay their taxes in the form of rye, which at that time was a valuable commodity and was their principal grain grown at that time.
That's great. That's the way it should be today.
Yes, exactly. Wouldn't it be nice if we paid our taxes in
education?
I don't know.
In education.
I like
that idea.
Education,
yeah.
Or maybe cannabis. You could have a homegrown little production site,
yes,
and then just they'd come by and you'd give them a bale of cannabis
or a bale
of hay or maybe some garden vegetables.
I like that idea. I don't care for thick Wasa crisp bread. I like the thin ones. And then you can just put the salmon pate or whatever we want to call that on top of it, and it's just really yummy. And with that wasabi and the lemon juice in it, gives it a little bit of a kick. So
now,
it's very
typically,
nice.
Typically, when you take a fish that's been heat treated out of a can and just eat it by itself, it's very dry.
Yes.
Now, salmon is not nearly as dry.
No, it's not. It's wet.
It's got the lipids and more moisture in it compared to the tuna.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the tuna is very, very dry, and it's almost impossible to eat it by itself.
And it doesn't mend the tuna. It doesn't matter if you buy flaked or you buy the albacore, no matter what, the highest quality of tuna in a can is always very
dehydrated. It has to do with its composition and the difference between salmon and tuna. But when you mix the lemon juice in with the salmon, it was moist. And I said, you absolutely do not need any mayonnaise or anything else. You can just eat this by itself. And all you added was lemon juice.
I know.
And that
and
wasabi.
The wasabi. I didn't add the wasabi paste.
Goodness.
I added the wasabi powder. I guess you could add wasabi paste. I bought it in this Korean store.
Now, I took one of those rye crisps and put a thick layer of the salmon on. I don't know, would it be quarter to a half tin of salmon?
Half
a tin of, in the wild sockeye in particular.
Yeah.
And that was a very satisfying snack.
Yeah.
If you look at the profile on that, you'll see that the carbohydrate ratio is relatively low. Of course, it is flour and it is enzymatically dead. You know, bread is dead and all that stuff. But the profile of the lipids in the salmon and the protein more than compensate. You put a little, like you said, avocado with that.
Yeah, that was
nice. I had it with some of your homemade soup. What a delicious meal.
Mm-hmm. Now, all sockeye salmon is wild. All sockeye is wild. They cannot farm that species of salmon.
And thank goodness for that.
Yeah. And farm salmon is much inferior to wild salmon, both in terms of omega-3 content and toxic load. And another really interesting fact about sockeye salmon is that it eats lower on the food chain and consuming mainly insects and algae, so it accumulates fewer environmental toxins than other species of salmon. Now, I have tried, they're promoting farm salmon now on TV, and And the last time I had farmed salmon must have been about 10 years ago. I bought it accidentally, and it was so darn mushy. I said, I will never buy this again. So I don't know what it tastes like today, but I only go, I really like the wild sockeye salmon, and that's what we have.
Well, I was watching Food Incorporated was on television last night with Michael Pollan. He was the narrator, and of course we've seen that, and I recommend everyone out there, you must watch Food Incorporated. It's an eye-opener just to see how our food is manufactured. Factory food. It's not even food. I just hate to even call it food. But what they are doing now, and it went into detail on corn and how this corn is being utilized in everything, everywhere, and how destructive and damaging, and of course it's genetically modified like the soy, but they're feeding it to salmon now, the corn. So what they do is they take a food and they go against the evolutionary grain and they force it. Of course, animals will eat anything without knowing what it is and how it's affecting them. Like cattle, they feed cattle corn, and they feed chickens and pigs corn, and even humans. And Colgan has written about this too and done lectures on this. Corn is not a good food for a human to eat. It's just like grains. We shouldn't really consume much of it. And if we ever do, it should be a minor player in our staples, like when it comes to our food selection.
Yes,
a
exactly.
Very minor player, not a staple.
So why is salmon good for you and why eat salmon? Well, this is an interesting note too, is it helps improve facial tone. Salmon has a rare dietary source of DMAE, dimethylethanolamine.
Hey, that was pretty good.
That's a big word for a little girl. The natural human neurochemical proven to help improve muscle tone in the face, thereby reducing wrinkles. So, hello, when I found that out, well, we do eat like raw salmon, and we always have a lot of wild salmon, but the tin salmon, that's kind of cool. So I'm going to be eating more of that.
Well, we used to sell in the old days, not so much now. It's still a good product, but the DMAE was a component of a brain food mix.
Yeah.
And it stimulates neurotransmitters, and it's associated with improved alertness and memory improvement.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And it was, I think it was called a nootropic. It was a substance that played a role in neurochemical and neurotransmission value.
Mm-hmm.
And here's a good source of it in the salmon.
Absolutely. It's rich in omega-3s, and it's also a powerful anti-inflammatory. Salmon is unique among protein food. This is because salmon is by far the best source of long-chain omega-3 essential fatty acids, EPA, DHA, and others. It's the richest source of
astaxanthin. How you say
okay,
that. Astaxanthin. It's one of those carotenoids. And it's one of those ones that you have to sort of practice and rehearse.
Yeah, that's a tough one.
And say,
you got to say it every day.
You go to the dictionary, dictionary.com, find out how to say it. You can click it and it actually pronounces
astaxanthin. But it's a rich source of this, and that's a powerful antioxidant and anti-inflammatory. That's the orange pigment is what it's called. And it's also the highest high-protein food for the heart. So it's heart healthy. So there's a lot of wonderful things through salmon. Wild salmon we're talking about here.
Right.
Okay.
That is why halibut is still preferable. And wild salmon, of course, and sardines and mackerel. So stay away from farmed anything because of how they raise them and feed them. I lived in Israel. I know how it's done. One of my job descriptions there, and I love the kibbutz concept because they give you an opportunity to go from different types of activity in agriculture, laundry, baking. I did all these things. And one of the things, and the one I chose, was the fishing. But fish farming, I learned how to farm fish outdoors in these great big man-made football-sized lakes. And they had these metal bins that were filled with, to this day, I don't know exactly what they were. I didn't know enough about it back then.
Exactly.
This is way back in the 80s when I didn't know a lot about what was in. And now I know antibiotics.
Yeah.
Real fish, as that bumper sticker says, don't eat pellets.
Yeah.
And this, what's in the pellets?
Yeah.
What is in this stuff?
You are what you eat eats.
That is so true.
Yeah.
So you've got corn and soy. And look what we found out with the mad cow disease and what they were feeding the cows.
Yeah.
They were feeding them cows.
Yeah.
You know, and there's manure in their feed.
Yeah.
It's just absolutely sickening.
I know.
And then we turn around and eat this stuff, and we're all ignorant and have no idea. And today I watched a video. They're trying to pass a law in the United States that makes it a crime to film or take still photographs in a factory farm manufacturing plant. So people that go in, these whistleblowers,
yeah,
and take these films,
yeah,
they will go to prison if they do this. And so why is that? Why don't these corrupt food conglomerates want us to know what's going on? It's because of the contamination. It's because
they're
of what's going on inside.
They
we won't buy it
know.
If we knew.
Hey, if you've got excess body fat and you're finding it hard to lose, all you have to do is go into one of those places, right?
No
and you'll
kidding.
Be so turned off about what kind of food, what's going on in there.
Yeah. So now I understand why people like to hunt their own food.
Yeah, exactly. It makes sense, doesn't it?
Yeah. Real food.
Yeah.
And these yeah. animals are eating fresh live food.
Yeah.
And, you know, it's just so obvious when you understand that you can trace anything backwards, cause and effect. We definitely are what we eat.
Right.
Eats.
And you've been asked by several people to go hunting here in Canada with a bow and arrow.
Yes.
Haven't you?
Yeah.
And you're kind of a little bit, you kind of don't know what to think about all that. But I said, you know, at least go try it, because you have had a bow and arrow before. And, you know, I think it's, whether you shoot something or not, it's a different story. But I think just for the experience, you should go. And maybe, you know, maybe you get something. But the
well,
point is, we don't, you skin it, you degut it, you do everything yourself. And then what you do is we don't waste anything.
No.
We can actually
no.
use some of the stuff as medicine.
No.
You know, we can
There's
really
just no way that
on.
I could logically justify going to the store like a Safeways or an IGA and buying meat. There's no way that you can ethically justify doing that and then not going out and hunting the animal.
Yeah.
Either way. So one way, we know that they mistreat the animals. We know that they feed them incorrectly. We know that it's loaded with lard and excess fat and neurochemicals and toxins and
Yikes.
Antibiotics.
Yeah.
And the other one is clean and functional.
Yeah.
The only thing is that you have to face
Yeah.
your target and look at the target, look the deer right in the eyes.
You don't have to look the deer right in the eye.
Well, how are you going to look at it? How are you going to shoot it blind?
No, but you don't look at it right in
you're
the eye.
You're supposed to shoot it right in the neck.
Yeah.
The thing turns and looks right at you.
Yeah.
Now,
I guess it depends on how hungry you are
right.
at the end of the day.
So if you're an animal lover and you are a vegan and you don't eat anything ever from an animal, okay, I can understand your position because you think that doing that is somehow
yes.
immoral.
Yeah.
But at the same time, if you won't go and hunt an animal, but you will go to the store and buy pig meat
mm-hmm.
or any animal flesh
yeah.
that someone else has done it for you, really think about it.
Yeah.
It's just like, oh, I don't want to know anything about it. You know, I just want to eat the stuff but not know anything about the truth of what's going on.
Exactly.
Right?
Absolutely.
So what does that say about your character?
Yeah.
And this is, I think, what's going on with our society. We sort of blanket ourselves. We live in a little bubble. We don't know a lot of what's going on. We don't want to know. People do not want to know. They don't want to look at starving people, and they just want to pretend like none of it's going on.
Exactly.
But this is not how we're going to help our species
right.
survive and get better.
All right.
That's it.
So get the wild salmon. And if you're in a place where you can't fish salmon and there is no wild salmon, then get the canned, a really good quality can. Google some of the really high quality wild salmon packed in water. That's what you want to get. All right, then.
Good stuff. So who was our last month's special guest?
Last month's special guest was Mr. Jason Scott, who is a power plate trainer. He really shed light on this piece of equipment as it has many, many, many benefits, particularly in circulation and rehabilitation. And it's really important that this piece of equipment be understood, because I found that in other gyms that we went to, the people, the personal trainers that talked to about this piece of equipment was all about losing body fat. So, but there's so much more than that.
Well, that's because there's the market, right?
Yeah,
it's all about
yes.
losing
yeah,
fat,
yeah.
right? But it has much more therapeutic effect yes. and rehabilitation value. And then we talked about the effects of the vibrational conduction and how it affects the muscle fibers and neurotransmission and flow of energy, and how that can soothe and reduce inflammation
yeah.
and heal. And increase bone density.
Yes.
That was a big one,
yeah,
bone density.
There's a lot more to it. The way he put it was like, I just might jump on one of those pieces of equipment, because we used to think what a joke this piece of equipment was, right?
Well, you can even get a massage from that thing, and just standing there and doing a set of squats, standing body squats. It's more difficult than not using the power plate.
So I think this
is value to it.
Yeah, exactly. When you find out more about what's going on, then you become more appreciative. So I think the next time I see that piece of equipment, I'm going to jump on it. Before, I would just walk away from it and say, no, I want nothing to do with it, because I didn't know. See, ignorance is not bliss.
No.
Knowledge is key. Knowledge
except
is power.
Except when it's foolish to be wise. Right?
Yes.
That's the tail end of that Shakespearean quote.
Exactly.
That brings to mind the fact that a lot of people quote things out of context and forget that there is a tail end or a subsequent component that sort of balances it out. Well, ignorance is bliss just in itself, that when you cut that off like that, that does not apply to all things all the time.
Exactly.
Yeah,
exactly.
But there are exceptions to all rules, and one of the exceptions is, I mean, let's think of an example. When is ignorance bliss? When is it bliss to be completely ignorant? As a child, maybe?
Yeah.
How about a child who has no knowledge of the sorrow?
God, you put me on the spot right now, because I'm sure when this is over, I can think of 100 different things when ignorance is bliss, but right now. But anyway, speaking of 2012 being power, if knowledge is power, then we just learned about the power plate and how the knowledge of the power plate is a wonderful thing. So now people know what it's all about, and it's not just for losing body fat. There's a whole multitude of
range of application.
Things that we
it's
can use.
It's a therapeutic tool.
Absolutely.
And for more information, get to fitnesstown.ca.
There you go.
And they're good people who distribute all the home gym equipment.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and have the professional people in store that are all trained, background in physiology, kinesiology. So that's nice to see. I love it when people are trained and educated and actually know something about the product they're selling.
Yeah. Yes, exactly.
Not just selling for selling's sake,
Well, there you go. That's what these other people were doing, but Jason didn't do that. So thank you, Jason.
There's
Scott.
An example where ignorance is not bliss. You walk in and the person behind the counter is absolutely ignorant about the product that they represent. That is not a state of blissfulness. When you ask him a question, he just looks at you with a blank stare in his face.
Like the deer.
Maybe it is blissful for him.
Yeah. If somebody comes into the place and they buy a piece of equipment and you don't know everything about it, then these people are really going to get tired of the equipment really quickly. And they're not going to promote you. They're not going to come back again. They're not going to use the equipment anymore. But, I mean, if they really had somebody who was really trained on the equipment, they're going to use it all the time. You know, and they're going to tell their friends about it, and their friends are going to go buy one. So, I mean, it really is worth it to really know what you're selling.
I think what we need to do is eventually we'll have a holographic trainer. So when you buy your equipment, you press a little button, and this light image of a trainer appears. It could be a beautiful woman or a beautiful guy, whatever you like. And then they're right there, and they're talking to you, and it's all voice activated. Come on, Tracy, one more rep. And it actually seems like there's a person
like
there.
That.
Wouldn't that be
that
cool?
That would be fantastic.
Yeah.
Now you're onto something.
That's right.
There we go.
And if you want to take it, and they do provide relief at the end of the session.
Oh, never mind. All right,
But it's all fictional. It doesn't exist. It's just a light image.
People. Okay, let's move on, shall we?
Okay, this is CHI update, so let's get that cracking. Let's crack that whip.
Okay, the CHI update. What happened over the last month? Well, we had a wonderful holiday season. It went over without a hitch. Everyone was happy and well fed, and I didn't steer off the beaten track because I did not have one chocolate.
Not one?
Not one.
We didn't really have any chocolates, did we?
No.
There was no chocolates around.
We had some chocolate brought to the house, but I gave it away.
The only chocolate that I've eaten lately was the sugar-free, dairy-free dark chocolate that someone brought to the house. I think it was Daisy. Mm-hmm. She brought it as a little gift.
Yeah.
A little square of it.
And you ate mine.
Well, hello. Who can eat just one?
Yeah, thanks.
But again, this is the right way to eat chocolate.
Exactly, yeah.
You know, dark chocolate.
Eat everybody else's.
A high percentage. Yeah, exactly. That's the right way. Just eat everything in sight. But sucrose-free, fructose-free, dairy-free, that's the key. Make sure that it's clean. And the dark chocolate has more benefits to the brain and the immune system and the heart.
So it's not bad to eat it. I like, who makes a really good one? Is it the Sequel? The Macca? Dark chocolate? Oh, my. I really enjoyed that one.
Yeah, they have a nice, high quality.
Very, very nice, yeah. Because that's the Macca.
Cocoa.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was good. So that was about it for me. I just did, like I said, a lot of cooking and a lot of cleaning and a lot of baking and, you know, just really, it was fun though. And I did a lot of B12 shots. I took lots of melatonin, lots of tryptophan. I made sure I was really healthy, had a lot of protein shakes. We exercised the whole time. The only time we didn't exercise was because the gym was closed. And no body fat, didn't gain anything, no depression, no headaches, no hangovers, no acidity. So we really made it through. We did, you know, it can be done, folks. It can be done.
It has to do with an attitude.
Yeah.
It has to do with understanding what the hell is going on and watching people around you act like complete idiots who get sucked in to the marketing vortex and year after year after year, and they bitch and they complain and they hate themselves and hate everyone, but they keep doing it. They don't stop doing it. And as long as they keep doing it, the retailers and the whole system that sucks money from our wallets and tends to entice us with buying stuff. You know, the more I look at some of what I see on TV, the more I see that 95% of what people buy is absolutely, totally useless crap. Really.
Yeah.
And I love George Carlin and talking about stuff. And if you haven't seen this one, Google George Carlin and his little presentation on stuff. And really, houses are only a vehicle, a place to store our stuff.
Yeah.
You know, it's all about stuff.
Yeah, it is about stuff.
You know, got to protect your stuff. Where's my stuff?
And the thing today is stuff is not built as well as it used to be years ago. You know,
planned obsolescence.
Yeah.
It's intentionally created that way.
Yeah.
Otherwise, the whole economy would fail, because if you didn't buy another computer after a year, and if it was made to last forever, then the computer businesses would go out of business.
Yeah, that used to be like that with light bulbs and pantyhose or nylons. They used to last forever.
Then you
light
take
bulbs
the stuff
never used
and you
to wear
dump
out.
It in the landfills and in the ocean. We just keep consuming and consuming and consuming until we're going to literally consume one another.
Yeah.
Really?
So anyway, what else happened? We're working hard on our new website, which is up and coming in the first quarter of this year.
Oh, that's very exciting. Very exciting. Yeah. Taking longer than I had hoped,
everything,
but you know what?
Everything always does.
How long does it take to build a pyramid?
Yeah, exactly.
Right?
So that's pretty exciting. And just training and working hard, and that's about it. And I'm not doing too much cooking this month, I'm telling you, because I'm OD'd on it.
I don't want to hear about it. You know, my end game, I achieved my goal. My goal personally was when Michael and Daisy and Ruby all came over for, I believe it was Christmas Eve.
Yeah.
Was that the night?
No, Christmas Day.
Christmas Day.
Christmas
okay,
Day.
They were all over Christmas Day.
Yeah.
And one of the things that I do like about the so-called festive holiday season is when we bring the people that we love. These are families.
So what did you end up doing?
I wanted to get a photograph.
And so you
including me in it. And I wanted all the grandkids. So we had little Ruby, and we had Daisy and Michael and Livia.
And Max.
And Max and the spouses. And
that was pretty cool.
I put the digital camera on a 10-second count and ran over and did my hang loose little sign and got in there. So that was what I wanted. That was the gift that I wanted, a nice photograph of the children and the family and that little time, that little moment in time, that memory.
Yeah.
Because in the end, they say that's all you got are your memories.
That's all you have. That's why you have to move through it and enjoy everything you're doing. And when I was getting tired and didn't feel like doing dishes or something, I just would snap out of it. It really does work when you change your attitude. You really change it. And just on a dime, whatever that means, you just snap and it changes. And so and B12 helps too. Really, really, really helps. That's it.
Yeah. And again, I think I'm going to finish off with a little serenity prayer here because it's so fitting. Accept the things you cannot change. And what's the next one?
The courage to change the things that you can.
Now, do you need courage to change the things that you can? What do you need to accept the things that you need to accept? You need serenity, right? That's what you need. You need serenity. Mm-hmm. Give me the serenity to accept the things that I need to accept, the things that are...
Yes, kind of a peacefulness.
Like, it is what it is, right?
Yeah, exactly.
And then the wisdom to know the difference.
The courage to change the things that you can. So it is courageous because you're taking it. If you really know in your heart that you can change something, you might have to fight a little bit. And it's gonna be a rough and rocky road. But at the end of the day, you know you can change it. It's like, okay, let's say, for example, breaking a horse.
Well, who'd want to do that? No, that's cruel.
Saying, okay, for example, if you wanted to break a horse, it's going to be just, it doesn't happen overnight, right? Or how about teaching a baby, a kid, how to potty train them? It's, you know you can do it, but it's going to take time, right? And it could be very arduous because the kids might not want to, and then they pee on the floor, and then you got to wipe it up, and then they cry, and then they, you know, it goes on and on and on and on. But you know that at the end of the day, it's going to work. So the courage to change the things that you can.
So you need to accept the fact that as a man, I pee on the floor. Or
let's not even go there.
Or get the courage.
Let's not even go
get
there.
Get the courage to bring in a plumber and get a urinal in the bathroom, which
go.
I don't know why. In all of Canada, in all of America, in all of this modern first world,
do you know,
we don't have urinals
house, listen,
in the bathrooms for men.
The only house that we've ever been to in North America that has a urinal for men is Debbie and Guy Perry.
And wasn't that incredible?
That was absolutely
I was blown
phenomenal.
Away. Finally, I said, finally, someone with enough brains to buck the system. I want to know why the hell it hasn't been standardized.
Yeah.
And you know, they are in every school. I've ever been raised in and went to school.
Yeah.
You went into the boys' room and there were urinals against the wall.
Yeah.
It's the best system there
and
is.
And in restaurants
for
or
a man.
Any public place, you know?
Exactly. Yeah. So why aren't they in our homes? And why don't we have, what is it for the women, the
bidet?
Because
they don't look nice.
It's insane.
That's what somebody would say.
It's about
bidet.
How things look, not
absolutely.
About how things function, huh?
Okay, absolutely.
So let's have courage and wisdom and be serene. What is your final word?
No. We need to move on. Okay, what is the next thing? It's about the, you didn't finish the serenity prayer.
What was the, what were
you
we finishing?
Knob. You were saying, I'm going to finish off with the serenity prayer. You never finished it. What's the next part of the serenity prayer?
I already said it.
What was that? Change the things that you can and the wisdom to know the difference. You never finished that part.
Yes, we already said that.
No, we didn't say
yes,
that.
Yes, we did. Okay, look it. First of all, give me the serenity to accept the things
that I cannot
change. That are. Accept the things that I cannot change.
The courage to change the things that
grant
I can.
Grant me the courage to change the things that I need to change. And then the wisdom to know the difference. But you already said that. You already said
no,
the
we
wisdom.
Didn't.
Yes,
you're
you did
gonna,
say
okay,
that.
Okay, whatever.
Okay, so... Lord Buddha, give me the courage to not punch my wife in the head, okay? To accept her in her miserable freaking state
okay,
as she is.
Let's move on.
And if I can do that, then there must be something wrong with me.
I need a B12 shot.
Okay, so what is your final word?
My final word is by Joey Adams. May all your troubles last as long as your New Year's resolutions.